This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Danny and friends here, Patrick Harris with you. Want to give the NBA a little bit of a breather, and well, I'm a baseball guy, so you know we're going to get into it. There's only one game on right now. Yanks up on the Blue Jays 2-0. They got the roof open in Toronto right now, which I feel like I never see.
I feel like it's basically hot across the entire country right now.
I mean, it's hot AF here. Mm-hmm. I mean, for here. Yeah. It's probably hotter in other places. I heard the Baltimore game yesterday or Sunday. Somebody I saw on Reddit, somebody posted a picture 20 minutes before the game, and there is nobody in the seats because it's like 98 degrees.
There was a,
then the attendance seemed fine, but it was like everyone's in the concourse
the
game starts.
In the shade,
and like, it's like,
mm-mm.
All right, guys, you ready? We can do this. We can do this.
Get a beer up before you get out there. No, there was a the World Cup teams, not the nations.
Like the Club World Cup.
The Club World Cup. Yeah. Was it Borussia Dortmund that was just here in the U.S. for a match? It was one of the German clubs. I can't remember who it was. No, it wasn't Borussia. It was somebody else. It was might have been...
Munich was here. Bayern Munich was here.
It was Bayern. Okay. That's who it was. Their subs watched the game from the locker room.
Yeah.
It was 86 degrees. Because that part of the world, you hear about these heat waves in England. It's like, it's 87. And you're like, they're like dying because... they just never get above 80.
Well, the Chelsea manager, they were playing their game in Charlotte the other day, and it's 88 degrees, and it had to be paused three times for lightning.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is going on
here? Oh, it kind of makes you wonder what happened last night with when you had the massive upset of Man City, and it's like, the heat get to them?
It's kind of just like, it's almost like, well, nobody really believes this tournament's worth a damn, so it's kind of like, you guys just want to pack this in and go home.
It's very hot and swampy here in Miami. I want to get out of here.
I feel very lucky that my team is not in that tournament.
We have an anniversary that is one of the best sports anniversaries of all time.
I mean, I think it's got to be. I mean, when you think about stuff that everyone remembers the LeBron decision.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan retiring the first time. It's got to be Bobby Bonilla Day.
It is.
A man who was owed $6 million is going to cap off $35 million. And he's still going to get paid for another, 5-6 years?
10 years. 2035.
More, 10 more years? $1.19 million. They owed him $6 million.
Check it. Same day every year.
Is this the only... because they, you know, we'll walk you through. So they owed him $6 million. They've kicked the can down the road. Do we have that Steve Phillips audio? Do you have that? Yeah, we'll play that in a second. They kicked the can down the road, and they put it into a fund. We'll just go ahead and let Steve Phillips, he was the GM of the Mets during this. This is what he had to say about the whole situation.
We were releasing Bobby Bonilla, and the owner, Fred Wilpon, said to me, check with the accounting department if we were to invest the money with Bernie. Now, Bernie was Bernie Madoff. He was friends of the owners of the Mets, of Fred Wilpon. The Mets had invested a lot of money with him over the years. They were one of the groups of many that got duped by Bernie Madoff. But the plan was that we would invest Bonilla's $6.5 million, defer it for 10 years, then pay it out over 25 years. And all that time, that money would be in a Madoff fund making money. And the thought was that we were going to make millions on his $6.5 million over the 35-year span, all still while paying him out what's going to total about $29 million. So a $6.5 million over 35 years turns into $29 million. It seemed like a good idea when we did it. and I will say that I wanted to be a trendsetter, and you're welcome, Los Angeles Dodgers. Oh, I mean, $68 million deferred with Ohtani. I mean, you took it from me. I think so. I think I'm an influencer now. I feel really proud of this.
First and foremost, Steve Phillips, I'm really glad you're back on MLB Network, and I've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. This is some cringeworthy stuff here.
It is.
You're the reason the Dodgers decided to do this.
I think it's
this
little,
is a terrible investment, yeah, if you think about it.
I think this is a little tongue-in-cheek there. I think that's some
I hope so.
Yeah, because if you see the look on his face when he says this, he says it with a wry smile.
I do love, though, that this is one of the few Bernie Madoff investments that actually came to fruition, that actually kind of worked.
Yeah, for Bobby Bonilla. So if you
it actually made money.
If you aren't understanding what he's saying, is like they put this in an escrow fund,
yeah,
to hopefully grow a $6.5 million investment to $35-40 million in total, mm-hmm, over the run of this, so that they would actually make money on the deal. But the problem was, is Bernie Madoff was running a pyramid scheme and stealing the money, and so it actually didn't go into that, and instead ended up costing them $26.5 million when it's all said and done.
Steve Cohen's like, I hate this.
Yeah,
I mean, can we just buy him out?
I bet you Bobby said, hell no. Because like the way that I've described this is that one dude who won the small lottery.
He did.
That instead of taking the lump sum, look, getting $6.5 million in a lump sum, like over, let's say this gave him, mm-hmm, like 3.25 over 2 years. You can do more with it in the immediacy.
Sure.
But if you take a payout that turns 6.5 into 26.5, and it's
easily
a slower trickle.
Easy.
And
I don't live in New York City. 1.19 stretches long because I go back to Vancouver, Washington, where I grew up, and yep, that money goes far.
And you count on that every single year. Mm-hmm. Like, you're talking about, you know, a 400% rate of return over the course
and
of 25 years.
If you invest that properly, then it's even. Then your $29 million turns into potentially $40 million
or more.
Or more.
Like you.
I bought Facebook in 2007.
Like just getting like what year did this happen? Was it
99?
So think about where the market has gone. Like if you would like
in 1999, the highest paid player in Major League Baseball, I believe, was Manny Ramirez.
There you go.
I believe he signed an 8-year, $180 million deal.
Which is crazy.
And then in 2001, Alex signs the 10-250.
Yeah.
So I believe that's where money was in baseball at the time.
So, but think about that. Like if you had taken that money, or just $1 million, you take half, like you, once you've got a little pool, let's say he starts really investing in 2006, 2007,
mm-hmm,
you know, when the market kind of does the bubble thing,
sure,
but you rebound, let's say you bought some Amazon stock, or you, yeah, bought some Nvidia, or you bought into Bitcoin,
yeah,
in 2011, like the sheer worth that you could have right now. And again, I don't know if he did this, but I'm just saying like the paths that you can take over that period of time. And because you have it, and like I'm not saying he would, but a lot of guys just, they spend because they're, yeah, used to a certain lifestyle and all those things.
Totally. You were talking about the Malik Beasley update. Potentially he's in a lot of financial issues.
Buddy.
That's why we see, you know, the Antoine Walkers of the world and, mm-hmm, NFL players that lose money.
Allen Iverson.
But it's like AI, you made so much money, but yeah, you continue to spend that way. Charles Barkley better be glad he's on TV making the money he does, because, mm-hmm, that guy spends,
yeah,
way too much money.
But I mean, like,
recklessly.
The other guy on his show, Shaq, is one of the savviest investors,
yeah,
in sports history. Mm-hmm. He didn't take payouts from companies. He took ownership.
Yeah.
He took literal stock.
Yep.
He's like, I don't want endorsement money. I want a piece of the company. So now he owns a piece of the General and Papa John's.
Papa John's, yeah.
And like, you just go down the, if you want to go down a rabbit hole of stuff people own, go look at Shaq's investments. It is insane, the diversity of investments that he has.
Well, I think, so the reason it's always the Bobby Bonilla day, because as Deal points out on the fan text line, 503-864-6326, she'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. You know, Deal points out that Griffey's still getting paid by Cincy, and that is true. There's, mm-hmm, a bunch of dudes. Max Scherzer is going to make like $21 million.
Didn't the Mets
for
pay
6 years
Scherzer
after
to go away?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Max Scherzer, his deal, when he signed that big deal in Washington before they dealt him, it was all backloaded. You know, not to the level of some guys we're seeing today, but to the level of that. But we won't have a Max Scherzer day, and I think it's because of the Bernie Madoff situation, the Mets, Bonilla to go away to chase a free agent in Mike Mussina that they ended up not getting. He went to the Yankees. So that's why we will. I think the next player we'll see, though, is Shohei Ohtani Day.
Yeah, because
when Ohtani is retired.
Is it 70?
70. It'll be $70 million a year the Dodgers will pay him to effectively not play baseball because he'll be 38, 39. I mean, maybe he signs a two-year deal if he's still good at that time, but most people assume after this 10-year deal, Shohei will go back to Japan and sail off into the sunset and live
and
a Scrooge McDuck
million
life.
Nukes in Japan.
So yeah, I think Bobby gets this holiday that we talk about because of the situation, Bernie Madoff and the collapse of the Mets financially and how they're only recently with Steve Cohen coming in, they had to bring in a hedge fund guy to get them out of the situation.
More money than God.
That Bernie Madoff put them in. So that's probably why Bonilla is famous. Yeah, I think the length.
This is a deal. That's
$6 million that turned into $29 million.
This is going to go over 34 years.
Shohei's going to make $770 million over 10 years when he retires.
Well,
Shohei Day.
What if he opts to go? You know what? Yeah, you owe me the money, but we're going to Bonilla this, and instead of getting paid $1 million a year, he gets paid $10 million a year, basically for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life. That 770 turns into $2.5 billion. Shohei already makes like $100 million. Dude, the guy's gonna have so much money; he's gonna buy the Dodgers.
But you know what I mean? Like that's how you end up becoming like Scrooge McDuckian levels of net worth.
Is Bobby Bonilla in the Ring of Honor at the Mets? He should be. Or is that a slap in the face to ownership? Would they be too like fuddy duddy and old man cringy to not put him in?
I mean. If I were the Mets on social media today,
I'd just run with it. Like
happy
the Grimace
Bobby
thing.
Bonilla Day. Yeah.
Remember they did the Grimace thing?
Yeah.
Like, just run with it. Be stupid. You're the Mets. You're never going to be
this
in the
decision.
Spotlight like the Yankees, so be silly.
Not only that, it's a decision made by a different ownership group.
Yeah.
Like
that wasn't us. That was those idiots.
Can you believe this? I'm still paying this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I think you lean into this.
I would do that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.